Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Hey, leave at @DReefer alone this weekend. He is vacationing with his family, so we once again welcome our boy Alex Risen from ABC 36, filling in for Dan, who is on a beach somewhere. And we've got a lot to talk about this weekend, but we've got some exciting guests today, too. So
yeah.
I'm really pumped about it. Coming up in about 20 minutes, we're going to talk to the new UK baseball coach, Nick Mingione, which is awesome. He's scouting in Indiana. There's nothing like hitting the ground running.
You have to hit the ground running.
You have to hit the ground running.
Recruiting for UK baseball. You got to get out there.
So we're going to talk to him. And then a little bit later at the bottom of the hour, we'll talk to Shelvin Mack, who kind of the former Bryan Station star and Butler star, who kind of rejuvenated himself in Utah.
Absolutely. It's his best stop yet. So we'll have to chat about that.
And is having a camp this week, right?
Monday through Wednesday here in town. So
is it at Bryan Station?
It is not at Bryan Station. Wouldn't that be great if it was at Bryan Station? No, it's at Amani.
Okay.
Athletics. Yeah.
That's awesome. So Shelvin's always a great dude. And the very first NBA game I took Sam to was when he was still with the Hawks.
Okay.
So we did get to see him play, and Sam just thought that was so cool that we were at a game where someone from Lexington was playing in the game.
That guy's like, from where I'm from?
I know. It was cool. It was cool. And, of course, then he was like, why aren't we on the front row? Why didn't you get us, like, backstage passes, Mommy? I'm like,
ugh. It's an NBA game. Yeah. No one cares about me.
The Atlanta Hawks are not familiar with my work.
That's why you got to hit up Shelvin. Hey, Shelvin, give me some of those tickets.
No, Sam did get his picture taken with Dominique Wilkins that night, which was cool.
I think I may remember seeing that.
Yeah. Which, of course, Sam totally remembers watching Dominique Wilkins.
Yeah. Who doesn't, right?
Have you had a good week, Alex?
It's been good. State baseball, alma mater, since all of our coverage area teams were out. St. X, walk-off, second straight walk-off for the Tigers. 3-2 last night over McCracken County.
Isn't that crazy? The second straight walk-off.
State title. The freshman that was at bat, it was his first at bat of the state tournament, bases loaded, brings in a couple runs. First at bat for the freshman in the state tournament.
That's a tough spot to be in, but that is something he will never forget.
He will never forget it. So very cool. And then Campbell County beat Bullitt East 1-0 in 9 innings. So it's St. X and Campbell County, which if I'm not mistaken, is the home of the Fighting Kent Spencers.
Yes, it is.
So
versus Kent Spencer.
We'll punch it out. I have a longer reach. I'm not worried about it.
You know, he goes straight for the throat, though.
His first punch is straight for the throat. That is a patented move.
A lot happened this week. I know we don't get back together until Saturday, but Derek Willis made some news this week. And not the good kind. And we still haven't heard from UK on that. There still hasn't been any statement from them. But in this day and age, and I'm guilty of it too. Like when I first heard the news, in my mind, not a big deal. Right?
Okay.
I did it. I mean, he's 5 days away, 6 days away from turning 21. Didn't bother me. Then you see the video.
Does that amplify it when you see it? Because
it does.
It's no longer, like you said, it's not a day and age of just the story of, oh, hey, this happened. It's out there, and you kind of formulate your own idea of what happened.
Exactly. Well, I mean, like, take the Ray Rice incident. Of course, it sounds horrible when you hear about it, but then you see it.
Yeah.
And then you can't unsee it.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining in my head that Derek Willis is
just sitting down.
Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
And then you see, oh, that's actually what happened.
Yeah. And that's
this
hard.
This is the case.
It's hard to look at. Because when you hear PI, but then you see that it looked like he could have been in the driver's seat of a car at some point.
Yeah. But he said he wasn't driving, right? But he's right there outside the
open
door of a car.
Right?
Yeah.
Like basically passed out in the road.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough deal.
Tough deal. And again, it could be.
Also, I've been there before. not exactly in that scenario, but I mean, I've done a bunch of dumb crap. I did a bunch of dumb crap when I was.
Do you ever go back to
20.
The especially for Derek that he should even know because of where he is from? He knows that it's amplified. He knows he's under a microscope, and that fair or unfair, you don't get to make mistakes when you're at Kentucky playing men's basketball.
And it's
you know what I mean?
Yes, you don't. And it's amazing to me how few mistakes have been made.
It really is
when you think about
astonishing because these are still young guys. And to not have...
Who have the world at their hands, really. Like, people will give them whatever they want, whenever they want.
Yep.
And someone will always tell someone about it. Like, nothing will remain secret.
And today, like, they've got a video.
Yeah.
Or at least a picture.
But, I don't know. You also got to think that once he gets going down that certain path, you just aren't thinking about that.
Yeah. What was the deal in Boone County? I don't know what was going on in Boone County.
I don't know. I mean, if it was anywhere like where I'm from, it's just probably just a party in someone's backfield.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can't imagine, like, oh, I'm going to Boone County tonight. Like, just like saying it out loud. But you know, as like my hot spot, I'm going to Boone County. Get rowdy.
I
don't know.
Well, how do you think Cal handles this? Because Derek Willis has often been the whipping boy. Just in general.
It doesn't help when you're on the uptrend, everything's ticking, you know, your way, played really well last season, defensively not all the time, but now you're giving him the free out. You're almost giving Cal the free out of not having to worry about how to fit you in or play you until you play yourself back into his good graces because it's, hey, Derek, you messed up. And, I can't imagine them doing anything other than do you think that there's going to be a suspension of game? You know,
I think we're so far removed from the season that I don't think so because
it's just the off season stuff.
And because I think Cal is smart enough to know in November we don't want to rebring it back up.
Yeah.
So
if he's
suspended a game, then we say, oh, remember, bring back this video again and Derek Willis, this and that. You know, I'm sure he does not want that to be a cloud that goes into the season. No. And he'll get asked about it, and that's fine. But I think they'll put it to bed over the summer. I don't think it'll be something that goes into the season, at least from their perspective.
Yeah.
But he'll be running.
Oh, he'll be, yeah.
I mean, and like you said, we've often tried to kind of sit here and think about where will Derek Willis fit in anyways? And you could see a way.
Yeah.
Like, you could see him on the court this year because of what he did last year and because he brings that three-point shooting. I just, you know.
I mean, some people could even think, hey, maybe you start Willis early. I could, you know, maybe you start just to prove a point. And, you know, especially if, you know, hey, let's let the freshman know that we'll reward success here, too, if you stay.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's made the progress. He'll get the start. Maybe somebody could come off the bench quick, too. But it's just, hey. Willis is stuck with the program, and we appreciate that.
And against certain lineups, he's, you know, it's like smaller lineups, he's hard to guard.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I don't know what Cal does about that. He did have some interesting things to say this week about what coaches should know is going on in their program. And
what coaches should know.
And we can get into that later in the show. We're going to talk to the new UK baseball coach, Nick Mingione, coming up in about 10 minutes. He comes from Mississippi State, used to be an assistant at Kentucky under John Cohen, went to Mississippi State with John Cohen, which is now where Gary Henderson is.
Naturally.
So just kind of swapped coaches there.
Yeah. Kind of weird, isn't it?
It is.
There's no way around it. That's just kind of weird. Hey, we plucked an assistant to come head our team. Why don't you take our old head coach?
But you know what? He's going there to be the pitching coach, which is what his
bread
real
and butter
specialty is. And obviously, John Cohen's got a ton of respect for him, has worked with him before, trusts him. Cohen also had some great things to say about Mingione and
it's nice when you see that, in my opinion. You know, that another program, the head coach, instead of the animosity sometimes, or just, you know, I can't believe, you know, my great assistant has been taken from me, and there's, you know, nobody ever talks about it, or just, you know, maybe a, yeah, we wish him good luck. To actually see, you know, pretty much anybody who asked him,
yeah.
You know, he gave a couple of, you know, great glowing recommendations, and that says something.
And today, I think it looks like a great hire. I mean, I'm really excited about this. I think Cohen's quote was, he will not rest until UK is really, really good.
Kind of what Cohen hoped to do.
Yeah. You know? Well, and he got, I mean.
And he did.
He did. He made.
2006.
Yeah, he made them really relevant in the SEC when he was here. So I expect really good things out of Coach Mangione, and I'm excited to talk to him coming up in a few minutes. The NBA is Alex rigged or not rigged?
It's not rigged.
I know, which is what I told producer Josh when I came in this morning. He said,
"Josh,
it's rigged.
You think it's rigged? You're one of those people."
I just
look, if it's rigged, let me tell you, because we're in television, right? It's just, if it's rigged, you keep the games closer.
Right, they're not all, you know, 30 points.
We want you to stay all the way through. You got to see the last commercial because they're still paying.
Now, I did stay all the way through game six because the Warriors have come back.
They did, yeah.
You know, and then they cut it to 7 or would get it to 9, and I had to keep watching. And also, I couldn't take my eyes off LeBron. He was...
You go back-to-back 40-plus.
So silly in game six. He just couldn't miss.
What, 11 assists?
Yeah, and he was phenomenal. And I'm really starting to enjoy this thing with him and Steph.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean,
it's beautiful,
it's
isn't it?
It's so fun
I'm
to
all
watch.
About it.
I'm all about it. And so
throw mouthpieces. Let's start throwing shoes, you know?
He's like the first dude to get ejected from an NBA Finals game in like 25 years.
Yeah.
And is the nicest person ever to play the game, right? That's what everyone says. Like, he's the golden boy.
Do you think he forgot he had the mouthpiece in the hand?
No, I just think.
Just a slip of the wrist. Oh, no, I chucked it right at that guy's chest.
A flick of the wrist. It's between him and his wife on Twitter. They
I did see her.
They went kind of nutty over that game six. It just, it got to them.
Like, look, when you lose.
But it's hard for me to see Cleveland winning game seven.
It's hard, Golden but State. You know what? I'm on board. Hashtag Believeland, you know? Get on.
I would love to see it. I'll be honest. I would like to see LeBron do what he came there to do.
I still can't believe there hasn't been a team in the NBA Finals come back from 3-1. That doesn't make, you know what I mean? Yeah. I try to, when they keep saying that, I'll go back in my brain like, wait, wouldn't, no, well. And you just keep racking your brain. I don't feel like 3-1, you know, like 3-0, okay, that's tough.
Yeah.
3-1, it's like, well, I mean, it is the Finals. It's conceivable in my brain that the other team should be able to actually come back and win the next three. But I guess it's never happened.
We go through an 82-game season and then all the playoffs and all this, and it comes to, it's one game. It's really cool.
And somebody said it was exactly, what, 610 to 610, even though there have been blowouts, the score?
Is it really? I haven't heard that.
I saw somebody tweet
that
and said it was 610 to 610.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go, right?
And LeBron has 590 points.
Rigged? Maybe. Coincidence? Josh says no.
I wonder what the NBA is, like, the only sport that gets that. Where people think it's rigged, right?
Yeah, if there's any sport you're going to rig, it's the NFL.
Yeah. But nobody thinks that the way they do about the NBA.
The NBA is, yeah. I mean, that's I can't see you rigging the NBA.
But I do. I am super pumped
shaving.
For Game 7. I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I hope it's not a 30-point blowout one way or the other. But I do think it's going to be fun. I'm excited for it. Of course, the draft is coming up next week.
It is.
We've got three guys that could be potential first-rounders. Did come out this week that Tyler Ulis has a hip injury. Teams are aware of it. I don't know how serious it is. Some reports saying it might require surgery. Probably not what he needed because he's already...
What Chad Ford yesterday on a conference call said, he's in the 20s to 30s. And that's with hip injury. You know, yeah, I know there's a hip injury. I still think he's in the 20s to the 30s range. Which
is probably where he was without an injury.
And it's probably where he needs to go because he needs to go to a good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't really need to go high. Hopefully he doesn't slip into the bad team range again when they come back around. Because he can't be the guy, and he can't be. He needs time to continue to develop, come in for a few minutes, do his thing, and not have to fully run the show.
Yeah.
And then I think it'd be okay.
I do think there's a spot for him.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Dude's a winner.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break here, Josh, and then we will hopefully be hearing from Coach Nick Mingione, the new UK head baseball coach, coming up. Next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Yeah, I still treat her like a nominee.
Just need to know what that the Dan like. And so Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot Packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR Irons, FootJoy Shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee.
The Lexington Rodeo rides into the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN's Sports Radio 1300.
Never trust your appearance to just anyone. Get your swagger on at Lexington's top-rated barbershop, Prince Cuts Barbershop. Open 7 days a week, Prince Cuts Barbershop is Lexington's most upscale barbershop, and the men there give you the style you deserve. Prince Cuts has something for everyone, and you can even book your appointment online at princecuts.com. Prince Cuts is not your ordinary barbershop, it's an experience. Located off Richmond Road behind Panera in front of Doubletree, Prince Cuts. Call 299-CUTS. You will get a style fit for Prince.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales.
Amazon is now hiring associates for direct hire warehouse jobs at Amazon Fulfillments in Lexington. Earn from $11.25 to $12.25 per hour. These are full-time, growth-oriented positions that offer top-notch benefits such as medical insurance, employee stock, 401k, bonuses, and more. Apply in person at 120 Town Center Drive. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Walk in and walk out with a job offer today. No appointment needed. Visit fulltimejobsnow.com for more details. That's fulltimejobsnow.com. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. I'm Mary Jo Perino in with Alex Risen today from ABC 36. While Dan Reefer is on vacation the rest of the weekend. We have the special treat this morning of being joined by the new UK head baseball coach, Nick Mingione. Thank you, coach, for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me. Excited to chat.
So what has the last week and a half been like for you?
Well, let's go back. So what was it? It was a week ago this past Tuesday, and had an opportunity to sit down with Mitch and, you know, talk about the potential of maybe the head coaching job and then going to play in a super regional with the team that we thought should be in Omaha right now and, you know, then getting knocked out. And, man, and then a week from the day we interviewed, there I am doing a press conference with my family and I and being – back home in Lexington. So it's been a whirlwind. It's been fun. It's been everything you can think of, from text messages to phone calls to emails. It's been special.
What was the moment like, you know, when you get the call? You know, Mitch says, you know, more than 50 people are, you know, really excited about this job and trying to get this thing. And you get the call, you know, you get that moment. Was it a little surreal? I mean, obviously, you know that, you know, what you can do, and you believe that you can do the job, obviously. But is it still one of those, oh, this is happening, this is it right now?
Well, you know, maybe for like a second, and then my brain immediately goes, wow, I got some work to do, let's go. And you just immediately go into overdrive, you know. But when he wanted to just sit down and even just talk about the position, it was been one of those situations where I've known since the time I was young that I always wanted to coach. Matter of fact, the players on my team in Little League used to call me coach. And I've known this is what I've wanted to do for my whole life. And as I've moved forward in my career, it's just, you know, you start thinking, you know what, I want to be a head coach too. So when that opportunity came, I'd like to believe in my heart I was prepared for it. And when he offered me the job, I just, you know, I got tears in my eyes, and all I could do was thank God and just be so thankful. But it's been a dream come true.
How did John Cohen help you prepare for this gig? Because I know you've been with him for a long time, and even when he was here.
Oh, it's a great question. So to tell you what happened, the morning Gary Henderson resigned, I didn't even know. I had my head down recruiting and trying to get our team ready to make it to Omaha and go to the College World Series, and he calls me in the office, and he just said, hey, I've already contacted Mitch. And I said, what are you talking about? And he says, well, Gary Henderson resigned. I said, he did? I had no idea. And he was already contacting Mitch, working for me. So, you know, it's obviously been a big help with me even getting the position from the standpoint of nobody knows me better. I had been with him for over a decade. I have spent more time with him than my own family. So nobody knows me better and would have an idea if I was even ready for a position like this. But being with him for 10 years, he has so many great qualities, one of which is he just really cares and his brain never stops. And he's just constantly thinking about our program, how to make things better. So I can go on for hours just how much he's impacted my life and helped me to get to this position.
So what will that be like to face him?
Oh, look, I'm going to want to bury him and just pummel him in the mouth of the game, shake his hand and tell him I love you and thank you for all the help helping me beat you.
I love it.
Here comes the sweep, yeah.
I did have someone tell me this one time. So the worst thing a competitor can do is not compete.
Yeah.
And I went through that when we played Auburn this year. I had spent 8 years with Butch Thompson. I spent 8 years, and now he's the head coach, and I didn't look forward to competing against him, because if it was going good for us, that means it wasn't going good for him. But I got to the point where it's just like, hey, you got to the point where the worst thing a competitor to do is not compete. And we got to the game, and I wanted to make sure that I did everything I could for our program and just, you know, whether he's on the other side now. So it'll be the same way with John Cohen.
At the introductory press conference, Coach, you mentioned, you know, I know change can be difficult. You know, it can be hard sometimes on young guys, but I have a passion and I love developing young men. So at the same time, while it might be difficult, you know, the end goal is I want to see these guys successful. Has that always been the outlook? Because you mentioned, you know, a coach, Little League, you know, that was the nickname. Have you always had this desire to just help other people, you know, reach hopefully their goals?
Yeah, I have. And you know what? My wife tells me that all the time. And she just says, Nick, you just care so much about others. And she's like, sometimes, Nick, you got to take care of yourself. Don't forget about yourself now. Are you eating right? Are you drinking enough water? You know what I mean? She's just like, oh, but I have. I just get tremendous joy watching other people succeed. And it's one of the reasons why I also mentioned in the press conference that if a player is not ate up with baseball and he just doesn't wake up every day and just want to be great at it, I don't relate well with those people. And it's okay, because there are areas that I'm going to help them with, right? It doesn't make them bad people. It doesn't make them bad human beings. And it's not just baseball. Like, I want them to be great in the classroom. I want them to be great off the field and make tremendous decisions. But every day they have to have a passion, just get up and get better and just what can I do? And when you see and you have guys that share that same passion as you and you see all the time and effort they put in, I get tremendous joy watching them succeed.
We're talking to new UK head baseball coach Nick Mangione on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Coach, how important was it for you when you talk about seeing passion from other people? How important was it for you to see the commitment from Mitch and the university that there's going to be a new facility?
You know what? That was important to me. So during the interview process, Mitch and Kevin, we went over all the things that went into the stadium, and I saw the designs and the plans. And, you know, Mitch flat out told me it's part of our overall campus plan coming down from the president. So, and that was important to him. So, you know, at what time and how fast it gets done, obviously there's some things that have to be put in place and things like that. But it's very obvious with the millions of dollars they've already invested into trying and planning out the facility that it's going to happen. At what point, I don't know. But I told Mitch at the time, I'm not going to be one of these guys to focus on what we don't have right now. And I just want to focus on what we do have. You know, having grown up poor, I've had to learn how to just maybe look at somebody that has maybe something a little newer than you and just not let it affect me and just be appreciative for what we have right now at the current moment.
Is there a way to you know, spin that, you know, in the time being? I mean, you just kind of touched on it. You know, hey, we don't have the greatest, but you know what? Why don't you come here and show these other, you know, places until we get that, we're still going to come out here and we're going to try to beat you. You know, we're not rolling over and, you know, this place isn't just a, you know, oh, we're going to hit a slump at some point in the second part of the season. We're coming to, you know, to get you.
No, there is. And that's a really good point because we've obviously won here before. You know, in 2006, it was part of that SEC championship team that won the SEC. I was a part of that. So we've won. We've hosted a regional before. You know, the next step is to do the super regional and on to Omaha. So, you know, I picked my church home down in Starkville. We met in the gym. There was some beautiful buildings and great churches, right? It's like, man, I like the people in that church. So I chose that. And after church, we'd pick up our chairs and go put them into the chair rack. But I didn't choose that church because it was a beautiful building. And you don't choose a school because you have a beautiful stadium. You choose a school based on the people because there's a relationship and there's a family atmosphere there and there's an avenue for you to grow and develop in all areas of your life. That's why I think someone chooses a college, although a stadium helps, don't get me wrong. But, man, you win with people.
I want to play for you right yeah. now.
I'm sold. I have no eligibility, and I'm 6'5 with the terrible strike zone, but I'm coming.
Coach Mangione, one of my bucket lists is to go to the College World Series someday, so I would love to go there and watch Kentucky, and we think you're the guy to do it, so I'm very excited you're here. We all are, and we wish you the best of luck, and thanks so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it.
No, thanks for having me. Go Cat.
Thanks, Coach.
Nick Mangione, the new head baseball coach at UK. He's awesome.
I mean, that's infectious.
Yeah, it really is. That's a great word for it.
He is just jacked.
Yeah. And he makes me jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't even, like, really love baseball. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, it's baseball. Eh. I kind of like it now.
Like, right now, I'm like, I'm in. Let's start the season.
Let's play baseball.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back and talk with former Bryan Station and Butler star Shelvin Mack of the Utah Jazz coming up next on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey y'all, Bo Hunter here, and I have some exciting news about my favorite store, R&R Archery in Georgetown. R&R Archery is now offering group lessons. That's right, you can sign up for a one-hour introductory session, and if you like it, you can sign up for a six-week group session. Bring a friend or the entire family and have fun learning about the great sport of archery. They also offer intermediate group lessons, and private lessons are available too. For more details, you can call R&R Archery at 502-868-5020 or visit their website at rnrarchery.com. That's rnrarchery.com. In between lessons, you can always practice on the indoor practice range. Of course, R&R Archery stocks a full line of loaded bows that won't break your wallet. This is Bo Hunter, and with group or private lessons, you can hit your target every time with R&R Archery. R&R Archery, 106 Osborne Way, just off I-75 in the Walmart Shopping Center in Georgetown.
Hey, do you know what to do when a fire happens? Well, why don't you bounce on down to Sky Zone for the first ever Fire Safety Festival June 22nd. That's a Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. There'll be fire truck rides, free food, contests, and fire safety education. It's going to be fun for the whole family. Look, the festival is free to the public, and Sky Zone tickets are discounted. But please, please, please purchase them online, skyzone.com/Lexington.
Fleet Doc, can we help you?
Yeah, my car, it goes real. Can you fix that?
Oh, no problem. We can fix that.
Say goodbye to dealer prices. Fleet Doc is authorized to perform routine scheduled maintenance required to protect your vehicle warranty at an affordable price. They'll even shuttle you back and forth to work or stay and enjoy the clean, handicap-friendly facilities and free Wi-Fi.
Visit us on Contract Street behind Green's Toyota in Lexington and online at fleet-doc.com.
Bimba, bimba.
Your trusted vehicle doctor. Fleet Doc.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah. I could listen to this all day.
It sounds like you did listen to this a lot.
I did. I said my mom had this on loop going to school. It was beautiful. Like, how do you not get ready for school with this, you know?
How many times do you think Shelvin's heard this song?
Way too many.
Way too many. We're going to welcome in a big good morning to Shelvin Mack, Utah Jazz point guard, former Bryan Station and Butler star. Good morning, Shelvin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, how many times do you think you have heard Return of the Mac?
I heard a lot, probably like 3 or 4 times a week. A lot of people just
it's overkill, isn't it?
Yeah. I like the song though.
You yeah. still like it?
Yeah, it's a good song. It just makes you feel good every time you hear
see?
It.
I told you. Just good vibes, you know.
So how's your summer going? How are you doing?
My summer's going really well. Just down here, finally get back to Atlanta. You know, when I got traded, I only had about like 6 hours to get ready to move out to Utah. So glad to be back in Atlanta. And I've been here for a little bit. Went to Lexington to see my sister graduate. And just been working out and trying to get prepared for next season. So, you know, it's a big year for me.
So that it's a crazy spot to be in, I would imagine, to get a call and okay, in 6 hours you got to be in Utah. Like of all places, right? But it seemed like it like rejuvenated you a little bit. Like you found a good spot there.
Yeah, you know, Atlanta was a great. It was a great situation for me. But then we kind of got guard heavy, so I wasn't really playing too much. Then I was lucky enough to get traded to Utah. Like you said, it's a great situation for me. They needed point guard help. You know, I was able to come in and you know play around 30 minutes right away. So that was great for me. I was happy.
Well, since you know, obviously are playing better, had to do a little research, and I looked it up. So year one in Atlanta after the brief stint back in Washington, 7.5, then 5.5 the next season, 4 points. Everything is kind of going down. And then here we are with the Jazz, averaging 12.7 points a game, 3.8 rebounds, and a little more than 5 assists a game. I mean, this is career numbers for you. You know, all of a sudden, here we are playing your best basketball. Did you think it was going to take – you know, as long as it has, to start hitting really your stride?
Yeah. No, it's the NBA. It's all about, you know, the right fit and right situations. That's why I see a lot of guys on different teams throughout their career. You know, it just takes time. Only a few guys in the league stay with one team and able to, you know, hit their stride at the very beginning.
So I got to ask you, I'm sure you've been watching, Game 7. It's coming down to Game 7. All 82 games you play all season long, go through all the playoffs. Now it comes down to just one game. Who do you like?
That's tough. But I'm going to
hard to go with the Cavs. It's hard to go against LeBron for one game. You know, it's just a freight train coming. I think he's really on a mission this year.
How much do you also hate people probably asking you, hey, who do you like in the NBA Finals? Because obviously you want to be there. Because you know, a former UK guy, Willie Cauley-Stein, was in Kentucky this past week, and he was asked the question at an autograph signing. He's like, I don't care. I could do without any of it. You know, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to watch it because I want to be there. I mean, that obviously has to drive you too. I mean, I'm sure every guy's like that. You know, you wish you were in the thing.
Yeah, of course I wish I was there. But also, you know, I'm a fan of basketball. You know, I love it. You know, I watch every game. Even, you know, we didn't make the playoffs this year. I came down to Atlanta. I was able to go to a few, you know, Hawks games versus the Cavs. So, you know, I just love basketball. And unfortunately, he was one game short from making the playoffs. But, yeah. You know, I don't mind that question. I love talking basketball.
By the way, I was telling Alex earlier, I took my son to his first NBA game last year. To a Hawks game, and he was so excited to get to watch you play. So it was a really cool experience for us. Tell us a little bit about your camp.
All right, yeah, my camp is next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at Monty Church on Georgetown Road in Lexington. It costs $125 per child, ages 6 to 16. Now we'll have lunch for them. I know it's a great opportunity for them to come out, and they can register at thecamp1.com. I think it's going to be a really good camp. Just come out, interact, you know, play some basketball, also, you know, have some Q&A, just try to give people some support, try to make the right decisions that I made.
You know, when you are a Lexington guy, and, you know, obviously the response, I mean, people love the hometown, you know, hero. I mean, you go to Butler, and I remember I was at UK at the time, and I think we went to, I was in the UK journalism program. I think we went over to your grandparents' house, if I'm not mistaken, and watched you in the national championship. And that was kind of like one of the stories that we did was with your grandparents watching you play. Do you still feel the love, you know, from the Lexington folks? I mean, when you have camps, when you have stuff, do they reach out to you, social media and that type of stuff?
Yeah. Lexington's great to me. You know, it's always great when you've got a, you know, great home support. Every time I come home, I get a lot of support. Especially I have my Mac, the Mac Foundation. I get a lot of support with that. Even with the, you know, the back to school drive I do in August. Overall, it's been great. Also, I get a lot of support from the Legends. I know a lot of people know I'm actually going to be there on Tuesday, working with those guys.
Right.
So no, I can't never complain about how much support I get at home.
Was there, Shelvin, a camp that you went to as a kid that stands out in your mind that really you had like a great time at, or you learned a lot at, like, and you want to be able to give that experience to other kids? Is there something that sticks out in your mind?
Yeah, I went to a Reebok camp I saw about 10 or 11. No, this is, you know, when the internet was really starting to take off. You know, you get on the website, you see everyone's like ranked top 100 in the country and all of this. So I was at the camp with some of those players, and I realized like I was good as them. And you know, I was able to talk to a few NBA guys. I was like, don't worry about it. Just keep working. You know, it's not where you start. It's where you finish. And I think a lot of kids get confused by that aspect.
We're talking with Shelvin Mack, the point guard of the Utah Jazz, and, of course, former Bryant Station Butler star here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Speaking of where you start and where you finish, one of your good friends, Darius Miller, was just named MVP and won a championship over in Germany. How much does the NBA need to kind of look into this guy and give him another shot?
A lot. No, he's one of my good friends. I was actually texting him last night. I think he finally just got back a few days ago. But he's the ultimate team player. You know, more and more, like, on great teams in the NBA, everyone knows their role. Like, I think Darius understands his role. You know, he's going to do what it takes to win. He's not the guy trying to, you know, force up a lot of shots. You know, on every championship team, you need guys like a, you know, like a Tristan Thompson or like a Sean Livingston. You know, those guys come out there, they're going to, you know, if they open, they're going to knock down the shots. Other than that, they're going to play their role.
That's exactly what I was just thinking of, is actually Sean Livingston. You know, like, I mean, the Cavs, you always talk about, you know, Kyrie and LeBron and – Golden State, it's Steph and Clay and Draymond, but championships are often won with the role player guys. I mean, that's, you know, Andre Iguodala was the MVP last year.
Yeah.
And I just think Darius could totally fill that role if he were in the right situation here.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. But that's like the, that's kind of like one of the points I want to try to tell like kids is like the college has 15 scholarships. You know, they're not just always like, they might have a star, but they also need other players on the team and they'll try to take advantage of that situation.
You know, there's a local kid, Jackson Davis, that, you know, went to Butler out of Lafayette. He's transferred. Now he's going to be at EKU. And obviously, it's a different situation than what, you know, you had while you were there. But in this day and age, I mean, it seems like so many guys transfer now. And, I mean, was that even something that you had even crossed your mind, you know, that you, just from afar looking at other people when you were at Butler that, you know, I'm going to go to a different place, even if it isn't working out, instead of, you know, I'm gonna make this thing work because it is the fit that I picked.
Yeah, I never thought about transferring. Like another thing that I learned talking to, you know, younger kids over the time is, you know, they usually pick the school because of the name at the very beginning,
yeah,
not the right situation. Like looking to see how many seniors is returning at their position.
Right.
Like little stuff like that, and once they get there, they realize, oh, it's three more point guards on the roster, and I'm the freshman. Everyone else is juniors and seniors. Then they kind of upset they got to sit for 2 years and didn't want to transfer. So it's like it's very important that you got to, you know, do your research and try to figure out what's the best fit for you, not the name of the school.
Well, and even in the NBA, I mean, I know everyone's just blessed to be on team stuff, but you, I mean, you don't grow up probably, you didn't think, and I can't wait to play for the Utah Jazz. But then you get there, and it's like it's a great fit for you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I love Atlanta. I love, like, all the coaching staff here. But it just wasn't a great fit for me for my career in the long run. So I feel like I need to get a change. You know, Utah, like you said, is a perfect fit. You know, everyone can play for the Lakers or the Bulls. You just got to find what's best for you.
How different is living out there, though? Be real.
It's very different. But, you know, especially coming from Atlanta, it kind of reminds me a lot of Lexington a little bit, but I don't know.
it's like a little slice of home, but not quite.
Yeah, I'm still trying to adjust to it because once I got traded, I just lived in a hotel for 3 months.
That's true. Yeah, you probably don't even.
So I actually don't like have a place out there or anything. So still trying to figure that stuff out.
The last thing, who is your favorite guy to play with so far in the league? Was there a guy that you were just, man, I love playing with this guy, he gets me, we're on the same wavelength, he's helping my assist or whatever?
Paul Millsap.
Yeah, okay.
Hawks, you know, he's one of my good friends. Him and Mike Scott, you know, you always gotta love playing with a big man, like you said, to keep giving you assist. those guys are good. You know, when I'm in Atlanta, we spend a lot of time together. You know, still talk frequently once a week or whatever. Those guys are great. I enjoy playing with them.
So, real quick, what do you think about your former coach and what he's done in Boston? And do you think you might ever end up playing for him again?
Hopefully, I get to play for him again, but you never know. It might not be. Right now, it's not a great fit. You know, they have Isaiah Thomas. He's a monster, and he's getting majority of those minutes.
Did he seem like an NBA coach, though, when you were with him?
When I was there, I didn't know until I got to the NBA. It kind of makes sense because in college, you know, in college you usually have practices about 2 or 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, at Butler, is only going for an hour, hour 15, and that translates well to the NBA. Then also, you know, a lot of people don't realize with the NBA, it comes down to the last 2-3 minutes of the game. You know, everyone – like, I guarantee if you look at like the Golden State 73-9 record, about 25 of those wins came within, like, the last 3 minutes of the game, I'd say. It's really not so many blowouts throughout the course of a season. You know, with that happening, so Stevens is a great, great coach with the X's and O's late in the game. And in the NBA, you're able to show that more. You know, you're able to advance the ball to half court. You know, in college, you're not able to, like, show all your plays off.
You know, I do have one more.
Okay.
So the talent that was on the team, I mean, you think Gordon Hayward, these other guys, what was it about Brad Stevens and Butler and just, you know, what was going on that you guys were able to get so much talent there at that time and make these crazy runs?
We were just fortunate. I think me and Gordon coming in, I think we was like the 2- and 3-star recruits. Everyone else was like 5-star recruits. But over time, we figured out everyone, like I said, on championship teams, everyone knows their role.
Yeah.
I knew my role. My roommate, Ronald Nort, who's the assistant coach for the Brooklyn Nets D-League team, he knew his role, and everyone knew their role. When you got 15 guys that know their role and believe in one goal, it's easy to get things accomplished. No, it's kind of hard during college because everyone want to make that next step to the NBA. But we had great teammates. A lot of those guys realized, after college, they're going to go into the working field. They just sacrificed everything they had just to try to make a run like what we did.
Shelvin Mack, you can go to thecamp1.com and sign up for his skills camp, which is June 20th through the 22nd here in Lexington. Thank you so much for joining us. We wish you the best of luck, and we can't wait to watch you next season.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you, Shelvin. Shelvin Mack, the former Butler Bulldog, Bryan Station defender, and current Utah Jazz point guard.
Really starting to, get into his own, too.
Like, yeah.
I mean, career numbers all of a sudden. Close to 13 points a game and just dealing out dimes left and right.
And he does have a lot of, good things to tell kids because he wasn't like a lottery pick, right?
Yeah. And he said, I'm a 2-3-star recruit, depending upon who you looked at. I was just kind of the run-of-the-mill dude.
Yeah, but when he went to some of these camps, he said, I'm as good as these guys.
Yeah.
I just have to show people I'm as good as these other guys. And he's done that. He's done that. And
it's neat to see that a guy that's, UK doesn't get into the picture, not really in the mix, and he's still really successful. Makes it at Butler, makes it in the NBA, nice career, and hopefully it's a lot longer.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back here in just a few minutes on the Dana Mary Joe Show here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Dad, I got a fish!
Father's Day, a day to say thanks to the most important guy in the world. This year, get him what he really wants at Cabela's Father's Day Sale. Take 40% off Cabela's Tourney Trail Rods, $200 off a Traeger Liltex Pro Rods Grill, and $30 off Merrill Reflex Hikers and Mocs. Plus, spend $150 and get $25 in Cabela's bucks. Good on your next purchase. Minimum purchase required. See store for details. Come to Cabela's Father's Day sale. In-store and online at Cabela's.com.
At Tony's Steaks and Seafood of Lexington, we're all about celebrating Father's Day. Give Dad what he deserves. A steak, seasoned and prepared to perfection, enjoyed in the company of the people he loves. June 19th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Playing golf with your dad in the morning? Bring him to Tony's for some great bar food. Tony's of Lexington. Visit TonysSteaksAndSeafood.com.
Be a part of history June 24th through the 26th when Pete Rose is inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame. See the Hit King honored for his legendary career all weekend long, including a special on-field ceremony, commemorative poster giveaway, and number retirement. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS, visit select Kroger locations, or Reds.com.
Wednesdays are going to the majors all summer long at Wing Zone. Hello, this is Doug Flynn, and everyone knows there's three things I love: fishing, golf, and of course, Cincinnati Reds baseball. Thanks to Wing Zone, I now have something else to enjoy: the Reds Pack. Every Wednesday, you can get 20 wings, jumbo wedge fry, ranch, and celery for only $15. That's right, only $15 and delivered right to your door. Call Southland Drive at 259-1300. Or Eureka Springs at 259-1400. I know what I'll be indulging in every Wednesday. The Reds Pack from Wing Zone.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully, with attention to detail. Here's what some Blue Ribbon Lawn Care satisfied customers have to say.
Very meticulous, and I've been really, really pleased with this work. I think
that he is a maestro.
For all their services, visit BlueRibbonLex.com or call 275-1166.
Fantastic job.
Isn't your yard worth a blue ribbon?
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
My name is no. My number is no. I love this song.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I know you did.
And it just punched you right in the mouth.
Yeah, right there. Got you right in the...
And that was like... perfect too.
I love me some Meghan Trainor.
There was no hiccup at all. I mean, it was on point. Backup singer, maybe.
You never know.
You never know.
I am all about that bass, so you never ever know. So Josh asked us during the break, what about the soccer, the American soccer,
like Team USA? What?
Don't. I just can't care.
Look, I know it's a growing sport. And I know a lot of people are excited about it. And maybe people will call the line here and let us know that they love soccer so much and that we're way off base, Mary Jo, but we're not.
No, I don't think so.
No one's calling.
Crickets. Do you have a I wish you had a cricket sound right now, Josh, but I know you don't. But yeah, so I was on Twitter the night of Game 6.
What is Copa? Who cares?
And I kept seeing and I'm looking at Twitter thinking people are going to watch, you know, to be tweeting about LeBron or Steph or whatever. And I see all this other stuff or like
what is
outright. I'm like, what are you guys watching? What else?
What's channel
happening?
Is this on?
I know. What?
If it's not the World Cup, I ain't watching it. I'll get behind.
Yes, I don't watch the World Cup.
Well, here's the thing.
I just can't.
I'll watch the U.S. in the World Cup because, you know, I'm American. So I'll get behind America. It's like the Olympics. I'll watch a little American fencing. Like, let's go. Team USA.
Curling all in.
Curl it, you know? And I'm yelling at the television. Oh, no. You know? Like, the slalom. Let's do this. Slalom. Keep it tight. We're trying to win golds. I get upset when we win silver and bronze. I don't even like that.
No.
It's like, why did you even go?
Why?
If you're not going to win gold, don't go.
Yeah,
no. That's my stance on the Olympics or World Cups. If you don't bring home a gold trophy, then you're a failure. So don't do it. Copa?
So the soccer team never wins the World Cup, though. The men's.
Right. Well, that's my point.
Yeah.
Don't bring home the gold, Copa, whatever, bowl or something that they're going to bring home.
I don't care.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is.
Don't care.
I did watch like the Women's World Cup, and
they're really good.
So that championship game where they had scored like 5 goals in 5 minutes or whatever, you know, I was like, if soccer was like this,
yeah, I can get behind that.
I would watch it all. I would watch it 5% more than I do now.
Maybe, well, it's not.
I would watch
maybe 4%.
Not even occasionally, but I would seldomly watch it as opposed to I never watch it. But I just couldn't understand the people that we're not watching Game 6.
And basketball. America's game is on right now.
And they were watching soccer.
We don't have to be like everybody else. That's what America does, right, MJP?
America.
We don't have to be like everybody else. That's the beauty of America.
Like when
we play basketball and football.
And when we say football,
people get hurt.
It doesn't mean...
Yeah. We're talking concussions. You know? Not faking it. Oh, he tripped me. Get up.
Tell the truth!
You know? Oh, boy.
Yeah. American football is much better than...
See, I don't even like that.
World football.
I don't like having to put, it's American football.
Yeah.
No, it's football.
Period. It is. It's football. But now
You play soccer.
But, like, it does make sense, right? Because...
you play with your foot. Yeah, I get it.
I get it. But, yeah. No, you're right.
But, again, in America, we get to do what we want.
We do what we want.
We called it football. We win.
Yeah. We do what we want, when we want, how we want.
That's right.
That's how it'll always be. All right, we got 1 hour in the books. Coming up in our next hour, we will talk about Coach Cal's comments and were they directed at a certain guy?
Yes.
Down the road, who, by the way, no longer has a president of his university or a board of trustees or
details.
Anything else. So we'll talk about that coming up next on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
I'm going to tell you something that the insurance industry is going to be absolutely furious about me sharing with you. Most consumers, year in and year out, just renew their existing insurance policies blindly. You may not even notice the rate increases, but they're there. Over the years, you are paying way too much needlessly. My suggestion, each year, get a new quote from three independent agents. And don't use the online services. They're owned by insurance companies. If all of us did this every year, we would save billions of dollars in business, life, disability, and auto premiums. And if your agent doesn't add uninsured motorists to your policy, don't buy from them. They're not on your side. At Morgan & Morgan, we represent consumers. Morgan & Morgan, forthepeople.com. Offices Lexington.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
I'm Frank X. Walker.
I'm Dr. Everett McCorvey.
I'm Louis Bickett.
We are Creative Lexington.
Creative Lexington is dedicated to sharing the stories of Lexington's creatives. Through Snapshot Bios, the Positive Change Lex Initiative, and other storytelling projects, Creative Lexington is investing in the things that make Lexington an amazing place to live, work, and create. See how to get involved at creativelexington.com.
Summer is finally here at Aurora. Complete your outdoor room with savings up to 60% off hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-line brands. Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready for summer fun and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932. Summer is finally here at Aurora. Get your backyard ready for family fun with a 24-foot above-ground pool package for only $19.95. Don't forget they offer free professional water testing in-store. Summer is here. Get your backyard ready and hurry into Aurora today. Call 299-2932.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLHG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. We'll react to the opening round of the College World Series and preview the NBA draft.
The Paul Feinbaum Show, Monday on the ESPN Radio app and the SEC Network.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Jim Baskwell. They are finishing up the second round at the U.S. Open this morning. Lee Westwood and Gregory Borde, one shot back of the leader, Dustin Johnson. Johnson threw two rounds at 4 under par. The Frenchman Borde eagled 11 to get to 4 under for the day, 3 under for the tournament, while Westwood's second round includes birds on 1 and 4, offset by bogeys on 6 and 7. Sergio Garcia and Scott Piercy are at 2 under. Meantime, 32 teams have been in 3-1 deficits in the NBA Finals, and none of those 32 have come back to win the championship. That's what's in front of the Cleveland Cavaliers. LeBron and company are the 33rd team attempting to rally from that 3-1 hole. They've already become just the third team to force a Game 7. James scoring 82 combined points in Games 5 and 6 to push this series to the brink. Sunday's coverage of Game 7 begins here on ESPN Radio at 7 Eastern, 8 Eastern on ABC TV. From baseball, Michael Saunders exploded at Camden Yards. 3 home runs and 8 knocked in. Toronto 13-3 winners over Baltimore. Franklin Gutierrez knocked in 6 with a pair of home runs, as well as the M's double the Red Sox 8-4 at Fenway. Michael Fulmer's scoreless inning streak came to an end at 33 and a third when Salvador Perez took the rookie right-hander deep Kansas City besting Detroit 10-3. How about Justin Turner's night? He had two home runs and knocked in the game winner in the 10th, lifting the Dodgers past the Brewers 3-2. Jeff Samardzija tosses a four-hitter. Giants have won six straight, 5-1 over the Rays.
It all comes down to Game 7 in the NBA Finals as LeBron and the Cavaliers head to Oakland. Will it be a Warriors repeat, or is the title going to Cleveland? Tomorrow at 7 Eastern on ABC and on ESPN Radio. Presented by GoDaddy.
AT&T Wireless customers, when I count down from 10, you will switch to the ultimate in TV, DirecTV. With AT&T's two-year price guarantee. 10, 9, you'll get the same great TV package price every month for 2 years. 8, 7, that's over 145 channels. 6, 5, includes monthly fees for an HD DVR and 3 additional receivers. 4, 3, when I snap my fingers, you'll lock in AT&T's 2-year price guarantee. 2, 1, wake up! Get DirecTV's select package for $50 a month for 2 years, guaranteed. Call now.
Improve your vision with DirecTV's crystal clear digital quality picture. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157.
Requires 24-month TV agreement and qualifying AT&T wireless phone service within 60 days. New approved DirecTV customers only. Wireless coverage and service not available everywhere. Prorated ETF up to $480. Equipment non-return and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 7/13/16.
Hey, Dad, it's time to make your wish list for Father's Day. And Edwin Watts Golf Shops has you covered. Bushnell's Tour Z6 Jolts and Tour X, the top laser rangefinders in golf, now $50 off. Price drops on Titleist 915 and Ping G30 drivers, fairway woods, and hybrids. Edwin Watts has all the most popular golf gifts for Father's Day. Bushnell Patriot packs, Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X, Callaway XR irons, FootJoy shoes, gift cards, and more. And every purchase at Edwin Watts is backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. When you want variety, you usually need to visit several places for bold flavors. Where they stuff your pretzel roll with four cheeses and bacon. Or where there's a vegetarian sandwich with roasted tomatoes and basil. Or where Italian meats, cheeses, and bread reign. Not anymore. Because when you want to try seven new sandwiches with a range of unique flavors, there's only one place to go, Schlotzky's. Whether you go inside or order at the drive-thru, Schlotzky's is the only place you'll find sandwiches like the Caprese on ciabatta, the French dip on a pretzel roll, or the bacon beef smoked cheesy on our signature sourdough. And to make your business event perfect, don't forget to call Schlotzky's for catering. Keep everyone happy with oven-baked box lunches or a cafe sandwich tray. You can feed everyone for well under $10 per person. And they even have free delivery in the metro area. Schlotzky's, a quarter mile south of Fayette Mall. Or call 859-245-1624. That's 245-1624. 624 Schlotzky's. Lots better.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to @DReefer or @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Joe Perino.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. You can listen to us live, by the way, on WLXG.com, or you can download the WLXG app, and you just go to the app, open it up, and we're on. Like, there, you don't have to mess around with anything.
Magic.
We're just on. Check us out on at ESPN Radio Lex on Twitter. Yeah, Josh is on it this morning, right? You've been tweeting or retweeting. You don't ever really come up with your own stuff. Right.
Mm-hmm. He's busy producing the show.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
So earlier this week, John Calipari was talking about...
Wait, what? Cal was talking?
I know. And so everyone collectively listens, regardless
it's
of
so
what
true.
It is. Like... We
and it's always good.
I know. We can't get enough of it. So, but basically he was kind of talking about what coaches know and should know.
With things that are happening on their campus.
Mm-hmm. There's a prominent coach who says he didn't know certain things that were happening on campus. And you can't help but think it's just one more shot that Cal is taking at Patino. Is that how you took it?
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't heard any yelping, but, you know, Cal's old saying you throw a rock into a pack of wolves or dogs, depending upon the day. He switches it up.
Yeah.
And whichever one yelps the loudest is, you know, the one that you hit.
But, I just thought that was interesting that he's taken some digs at Duke basketball.
Yeah.
This obviously, you know.
I like him.
I do. I like him so much.
I might
love
him
so much.
Am I in love? Is this what love feels like?
I mean, I got cold chills watching. So we've been watching this O.J. Simpson 30 for 30, the documentary.
Right.
My husband and I. And we really, our biggest difference in our marriage is he's a huge Louisville fan and I'm a huge Kentucky fan. Also, through watching this documentary, I found out something else separates us, where I believe O.J. Simpson's murderer, and right. He does not. So
there's two things.
Right. So those are the two things that really divide us.
They always say things come in threes. So
we definitely discussed the UK Louisville thing like before we got married. The O.J. thing hadn't come up.
Because why would it?
Right. But now that it's up.
Now
I mean, I literally
beaten you over the head,
right?
With the series last, after 30 for 30 after series.
I know that we've had the other thing that like was on what channel was that on?
FX.
So
Cuba
I watched that.
Junior.
We watched that. Now we've watched this, and literally like the last thing I said last night before we went to bed is I'm like, you can't possibly think he didn't kill them, right?
And the response
was, no, he didn't do it. Yeah. And I just fell asleep because I can't deal with it. I'm like, I just...
Well, at least it didn't keep you up at night.
Right. I'm like, you just can't, I can't argue with you right now. But clearly, O.J. murdered those people.
But clearly,
he killed Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson. But anyways, so he hates John Calipari. And so we're watching this 30 for 30 on OJ, and then they come up with the commercials for the upcoming 30 for 30s.
Right.
The one on Daryl Strawberry.
That
which looks really interesting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Cal.
Yeah.
There's one on Cal.
There's going to be one on UofL, but it's going to be a little different.
I know. And John just looks at me. He's like, they're not doing one on him, are they? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And wait till right here. Here's the part where he says, we come to your town and beat you. Yeah. Listen, wait for it. There it is.
There
and he's
is.
Just beside himself with anger about why Kentucky is getting this. I'm like, it's an hour-long recruiting video.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
It's
going to be amazing.
Like, he is the I just love him.
I know.
His delivery is so beautiful. It's like he was meant.
Oh, he was made for this.
To just be this beast. It is truly amazing to watch.
And the other thing, of course, he said is, once again, every he's, and he'll even say it now because he's kind of arrogant about it. But you know, every NBA job that comes up, my name's going to be attached to it.
Yeah.
But as long as Brad is here, so Brad is here, and hopefully that means we get Cal for another 4 to 5 years.
And then when he casually dropped in his summer media opportunity. Said, well, you know, DeMarcus called me. He's like, hey, coach, like, would you want to coach me? I was like, nah, not really. And then he like, moves on.
Right, and then he's like, and you know, then I turned down that other thing. Like,
he's just, like, cuz was like, ah.
They
you
asked me if I wanted to run the NBA, and I was like, no,
nah, I'm good.
I got the greatest job in the world. Yeah.
But he believes it, too. I think he's to the point where he believes it. He will not take an NBA job.
I don't see
period.
It. I don't see it at all.
People say, oh, he wants to go back. No, he's been there. He's done that. And he's been to the promised land, right? And he's realized, oh, wait, it's not so promised. It is not what I thought it was.
And he won't walk on
fired.
Water there.
Yeah, I was
and
fired.
He's got 2 years, and either if they win, great. And if they don't, it's over with. They're not in love with him. Like,
yeah, why?
You know, doesn't get the worst. And honestly anymore, like when Rick Pitino left for Boston, that money was significant.
Yes.
You know, a significant difference between coaching, even at Kentucky, and coaching the Celtics. I mean... It's hard to turn that down. Now, the biggest contract anyone's talking about for an NBA coach when they're talking about Cal is they're going to give him $10 million. Well, he makes seven and a half here.
Yeah,
I mean it's not like
and lives like a king still.
Right. So Jeff Hornacek just became the coach of the Knicks, making half as much as Cal makes here.
Yeah,
half as much.
Meh.
So it's not.
I'll pass.
What is the only intrigue, I guess, would be to see if he could do it. But I just think he doesn't care.
And he's not Patino. I mean, because I still think Patino had that draw. You know, it's, I want to go do this again. You know, I've got to go be a head coach. I've got to try this. Cal's been there. He's done it. He doesn't need to go do it again. He's over it.
Yeah.
And he believes the whole, you know, marketing pitch that is, it is still marketing, but he believes in helping kids reach their dreams. And he feels like he's actually maybe doing something instead of sitting on a bench and every so often saying, hey, you got to rebound though, you know, because you don't really get to coach in the NBA. There's some great coaches in the NBA for sure.
And I also think he does have so much of his fingerprints on the current NBA right now.
Yeah.
You know, he's a major focus of draft night. There's always NBA team. You know,
yeah.
Like they still talk about him, and it's so much not about the coach when you get to the NBA. It's so much about the players. And here, you know, it's all about the coach.
It's a thing of beauty.
Yeah. So we'll hang on to him for a little while longer. We talked to Nick Mingione.
Yeah. He's got an E on the end. he won't mind.
Nick Mingione, the new head baseball coach at UK in our first hour. So you're going to want to he was awesome. So you're going to want to download the podcast when the show is over with at noon, because he was awesome.
You know, he says the people.
So different from Gary Henderson as far as personality-wise, right?
Yeah, but Gary was still awesome in his own way.
Right.
But yes, drastically different as a personality.
When
but
you're
man,
just
I
talking,
loved Gary.
Right. But that's when you're sitting there one-on-one and probably, you know, but to do something like at a press conference.
Yeah.
Like Mingione wins the press conference.
Absolutely.
You know?
But Gary was great when you're in those little groups.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
And you'd ask him, because you have to ask the stupid question, you know, what is perceived, like UK, U of L baseball week. Hey, playing the in-state rival. Obviously, this one means a little more. Mm-hmm. Well, Alex, no, you know, about the midweek game. You know, yeah, sure, it means a little more, I guess, but no. Okay, Gary, thanks. Throw me under the bus here. Can't run that. That's trash.
No, I mean, he's a great guy, and he's a great coach, which is why he ended up back at Mississippi State. But I am very excited for the future here and the recruiting. We're going to take a quick break, and let's come back, and we're going to go back to football. Last weekend.
Real football.
We had American football. We had a significant decommitment.
Ugh.
And another one came this week. And I want to get your thoughts on it, Alex, when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Mike and Mike.
Von Miller cropping the picture of John Elway out of it. I mean, come on. Seriously? That's the move you're going to do?
You have cropped pictures of me.
I haven't cropped you out. I've just left you out.
You just choose to keep those private.
Exactly.
And not
display them. That's for my private collection.
You just have those in a special place, and you can look at them every now and again when you're feeling blue.
There you go.
Mike and Mike.
Weekdays 6 to 10 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command and Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command and Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the Dan and Mary Jo Show. 381-1313 if you want to jump in and chat about things. So, last week, I guess it was last week, yeah, that Mac Jones decommitted.
Yep.
From UK, and so he had been, telling anyone who would listen, or you know, I don't think he was screaming it, but he was asked about it all the time.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm 100% committed to Kentucky, doing the whole BBN circuit, and then ends up at Alabama. Now, one of the guys that committed along with Mac Jones when he originally did, I think it was just a couple of days later, that Russ East committed. And, of course, in part, obviously, because he and Mac Jones are really close and they wanted to play together. But also, I mean, it's Craig East's son. So there was, you know, certainly the thought that with or without Mac Jones, that Russ East was going to be coming here. Well, this week he tweeted out, I would like to thank the whole BBN family of fans and coaches for the wonderful opportunity in this recruiting process. After much discussion with my family, I have decided I will back off my commitment to the University of Kentucky. I truly feel this is the best course of action in order to make the right decision for me. Which was then, of course, retweeted by Mac Jones.
Yeah. He retweets a lot of stuff. Kids these days.
So what do you make about Rusty's decommitment?
If you look into the name and maybe the fact that, I mean, again, people commit and decommit all the time in my book, it means absolutely nothing. And in my opinion, yes, it's a blow to fans and stuff like that initially. And yeah, sure, it's not great that you lose out on that guy. But at the same time, you're still going to have a guy that comes onto campus that's going to take that spot. It's not like it's going to go unfilled. And you hope that, again, it's, you get somebody that wants to be here. You certainly don't want people to come here that aren't interested in really being here. They're only coming here because maybe dad did play here and they felt compelled and it was the flavor of the week at the time when you committed. It was the hot choice. It was the everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like Shelvin Mack said earlier, people sometimes pick a school for the name. I mean, you're not picking Kentucky for the name of tradition for football, but it was the hot name that everybody was kind of jumping on the
Kentucky
train. Yeah,
there was that week where they got...
Yeah, it was hot.
Yeah.
But verbal commitments, they don't mean anything. And especially, like, it's a kid who's just on the flavor of the week, and now he's actually opening up his recruitment, making his choice this time around when it's probably more serious.
Do you think, because I've seen some stuff tweeted from scouting guys about the relationship that Stoops had with Russ and with his dad, Craig East,
mm-hmm.
and that maybe they didn't quite feel the love from UK that they felt like they should have.
I've never been a fan of the you're entitled, you think you should feel a certain amount of love. I think you should always want to bring back former players and their kids if they want to play and they're good enough. Absolutely, you recruit them. You should make people feel good. That's how you build a little bit of tradition and some background and rapport. But you know what? You're not entitled to anything. Maybe if you felt like you should get more love, then sorry. Like, you're going to have to come here and earn it. I'm not, just because I'm not all over you, I mean, there's going to be other receivers, as it turns out. There's other really fast kids that can catch.
So what they probably will be looking for, though, in this 2017 class is some leadership and a cornerstone guy, which they've had. You know, they had that in the Drew Barker class, and then they really had that in this year's class with kind of the Cash Daniels, Drake Jacksons, Landon Youngs of the world, right? Mm-hmm. So they had that core group, and you've got leaders there. And I know you've certainly watched him way more than I have and know him better. Do you think Walker Wood?
I like
could
Walker.
Be that kind of a guy.
He's, I mean, Walker's a fun dude. Though I mean, you know, he's definitely a rah rah. He's got a little Mingione maybe in him. You know, he's infectious. I mean, when he gets out there, and I feel like he's a fan type player. You know, if I'm a fan and I'm in the stands and I'm watching, he's fun to watch. You know, he's not always doing stuff by the book. And some people may like that and some people may not. But that's just how he is. He loves to improvise. He likes to, you know, shake things up. And, you know, yeah, I know what Eric Shaw and the boys are calling from the sideline. I'm going to mix it up. And that may or may not fly at UK, but he can get you out of a bind, too. So, I mean, he's definitely one of those guys that people will rally behind because he's fun to play with and to watch.
Well, and it may be because he's from Lexington. So you don't get as excited about a kid from Lexington.
We talked about that last week.
Because
kind of overlooked, that guy's down the road.
Right. But I do think that they do need to have somebody that is kind of a headliner of the class. I mean,
yeah.
Do you think this is a make or break season? I think this is a make or break season.
I mean, if I, again, as a fan, if I'm looking at this and I see what I've seen so far, it's that point where you have to see a bowl game. You have to see a bowl game.
You do. And I think that you do. Of course, the flip side is, so who comes here next? And how is that different than anything else that we've seen in the last? Like,
that's
to me,
the thing
unless,
too, right?
unless
yeah.
you're bringing back Rich Brooks.
And even then, and Brooks had sustained success. But what type of success, when you talk about success at Kentucky, that means going to a bowl game. That's the line, right?
Yes.
It doesn't mean you went 9-3. You should have.
Absolutely.
I mean, they definitely should have in that when they beat LSU.
But they should have last year went at least 7-5.
Very true. That's kind of the thing. You know, it's at Kentucky. It's like you will hit a couple 7-5 seasons, right?
Yes.
Maybe 8-4, you know, depending upon the schedule and how it shapes up. But 9-3, it's unrealistic. You know, will it ever happen at Kentucky? Can you actually sustain it long enough and have the type of season to win the SEC East? You know, that's always the talk. Oh, we want to be competitive. We want to win the East. You can't beat Florida. You haven't beaten Florida in more than a quarter of a century.
And probably not if you continue to switch coaches every couple of years.
Yeah.
Unless there's someone that's
you have
just,
to go crazy money.
Yeah.
And somebody that's going to make the biggest splash of all time where you could turn it around instantaneously, right?
But
who is that guy? I mean, because you're not going to get Nick Saban. You know what I mean? Like, who is the guy that you think you could hire that would make that type of splash? A name that, you know, instantaneously recruiting is totally changed because it's that guy.
I mean, I can think of one name and I would never, ever, ever want him here.
I can't get, if I'm thinking what you're thinking, this is going to be really interesting. Go ahead.
Art Briles.
Oh, wow. You can't touch him now, right?
You can't touch him. Somebody else will have to touch him
and
first.
Especially Mitch.
Yeah.
Agree. You know,
100%.
That Barnhart would, that does not fly. That's not how we roll. We don't do that.
But that would be a guy that has turned a perennial, absolute
dumpster fire
garbage of a program. Now he did.
Into a different garbage of a program.
Exactly. Like, that's why I said I don't want him here.
A little different.
But it's been done.
Yeah.
In a conference that has some historically good programs in it. Albeit, I don't think it's as good as the SEC, obviously, but
different, yeah.
Baylor
is now above Texas. Fair?
Yeah. Today.
It used to be,
2 months ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember the Petrino talk? You know, there was some chatter, but again, that's not. You know, Mitch Barnhart is not going to hire a Bobby Petrino. It is not going to happen.
No.
Even if he's an amazing coach that will come in here and beat you down 3 touchdowns.
And then just keep going.
And just keep going.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, so I just, when I, while I think it's a make or break season, I think it also sets the program back if they have another coaching change and bring someone else in who maybe hasn't been a head coach or has only been a head coach at a smaller school. I just don't know.
I looked at the schedule again this week, like really poured over it. And the thing I realized is people were talking about the schedule early on. Oh, it's difficult. But like we said, there's winnable games at home.
Yeah, the games that you don't think you're going to win are all on the road.
Yeah,
you're
not
going to beat
Alabama. You're not beating Louisville, we talked about last weekend. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, maybe the schedule isn't as tough as you think. And that's even more the reason that you have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to beat Southern Miss. You have to beat New Mexico State. You got South Carolina. Georgia's under new leadership.
Missouri,
yeah. Mississippi State at home. I mean, it's one of these years that you kind of circle them and go.
You can see six.
If you're making progress and you're moving in the right direction, you should be able to win six games. You have winnable games at home. You have to win them.
You can see six wins.
You can, yeah.
But now, will they get there? I don't know.
Somehow, it'll be 5-1.
I know.
And they will lose six straight.
Oh, God.
And end the season.
Don't let it happen.
On another
again.
Loss to Louisville.
After being up 38 points.
I don't see them being up 38. But we'll talk about the Governor's Cup again in the summer, so it's fine. Because that makes total sense.
Right. And we already talked about it like a month ago. They were already here. I mean. What are we doing?
And it's the summer, and I'm all for getting some, you know, free content.
Yeah.
But it's like, what? Just call it the beginning of the season luncheon. Instead of the battle for the Governor's Cup that's in November. Whatever. End of November, yeah. It's after Thanksgiving.
381-1313 at Alex Risen at MJP18 if you want to tweet us or get on with us. We got a half hour left. We continue to talk about football when we come back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. When
the
mama
sang us to sleep, but now we're the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Lexington Rodeo rides in at the Kentucky Horse Park for two big days, June 17th and 18th.
This ain't our first rodeo.
It's going to be a bull riding, mutton busting, steer wrestling good time for the entire family. This PRCA sanctioned event is presented by the Rotary Club of Lexington to continue their legacy of community service projects. Tickets and info are available at the official website, lexingtonrodeo.org.
Use the promo code ESPN and get a $2 per ticket discount.
The Lexington Rodeo, two big days at the Kentucky Horse Park, June 17th and 18th, from the Lexington Rotary Club and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
When we built ForThePeople.com, it was designed to be your consumer website, a place to go to learn about your legal rights. It was also built to protect you before an accident occurs. One of the most helpful parts of our site is warnings about unsafe drugs, products, and medical devices. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Right now, we're investigating, and in some cases, actually litigating cases involving some of these drugs you may be currently taking or have taken in the past, and likewise, certain medical devices. I invite you to visit ForThePeople.com now and from time to time to educate yourself and hopefully protect you and your family. This site was built for you, the consumer. And remember this, I'm not just a lawyer, I'm your lawyer. Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Offices Lexington. This message has been an advertisement.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hurst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HurstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hurst first.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Welcome back to the show. Of course, Dan Reefer on vacation right now. So Alex Risen from ABC 36 is sitting in with me this week. And we're going to be joined by a special guest here in a couple minutes.
Should be fun.
We're efforting getting him on the phone right now. Our producer Josh is calling him.
Multitasking.
It's a guy that is very near and dear to my heart. Right? I worked with him at Channel 18 for 12 or 13 years. Something like that. Feels like 20.
You said near and dear to your heart, so I don't know why instantaneously I went to the... The only memory that I have that was like really, really near and dear to my heart, that was Big Daddy Thunder Dan throwing down with the Allen Cutler.
We're not going to bring that up today. We're not going to talk about that. But this is the sports director from LAX 18.
It was great.
And the voice of the Cincinnati Bengals, Allen Cutler. Bubs!
You want me to bring up some things I shouldn't bring up about you?
No.
Do you think I might know something about you since we worked together for 19 and a half years?
In Cutler years, that's like 37.
It's like dog years.
Unfortunately, that's not right. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Doing how's good, your Al. How's your summer?
Running around like an idiot.
Don't do that.
Well, no, when you've got 9,000 things to do, moving is such fun.
Oh, moving, yeah.
Which he hasn't had to do in 20 years?
28 years.
It's the only house we've lived in since we moved back to Lexington, since Satellite Team lost their mind and asked me to come back.
Allen Cutler's back. And then the promo. Have you ever seen that, Alex? When Cutler returned to Lexington.
I don't know if I've seen
they it. They took a picture of him, of his back, and with him looking over his shoulder.
Oh, I get it.
And it just said, Allen Cutler's back.
That's really good. Yeah. I love
Actually,
that.
It won some awards. The only problem with it, that's such a long time ago, I was in the era of black and white television.
At least it was your good side.
I was going to say, that's the
good side. They got your good side.
You're saying my backside is my good side?
No, that came out wrong.
Whoops.
Yeah, it really did. You know, I'm starting to think about, I should talk about some of the things I shouldn't talk about.
All right, wait, Allen, while we've got you here, Bubs.
All right, I'm about to pull it, but can I throw your topic at you real quick?
Yes.
It's not a breaker, make or break year for Stoops.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Absolutely not. Now, if he goes with Pine and the team quits, that's a different story. Two things. One, he's got a huge buyout. Two, if you think Mitch was stupid putting that buyout in, everybody is wrong. I've heard people say, well, that was dumb, the buyout he did. No, he did it on purpose for security to give Stoops time. He didn't put the buyout in so it cost the university a ton of money. He did it because he believes he can turn it around. He understands this program has been really bad, and if he hired the right person in Mark Stoops, he was going to need more time. It is not a make-or-break year. Again, if they go 2-9 and they quit on him, that's a different story. But if they don't quit on him and they don't go to a bowl game, he is not getting fired. The other thing he's going to look at, look, Mac Jones left, and that's fine. It's not who decommits, it's who you get. So if they end up having a really good recruiting class again, it's fine. If they have a lousy recruiting class, it's not fine. And so I think everybody gets all that wrong. People going gaga over Mac Jones. Would have been great to have him. He ain't coming. Get over it.
Right.
Get over it.
Right.
It's who's going to come. Now, we don't know everybody who's coming in. So to make that judgment is silly at this point. And it might end up being a lousy year. They're convinced they're going to have a great recruiting year. We'll see. It's not a make-or-break year, I promise you. What people need to do is understand Mitch Barnhart. Because unless you understand Mitch Barnhart, anybody making an opinion on it is clueless. The man lives with patience. You can't forget that.
Alan, I thank you, and I love you. You know that.
Mary Jo, I love you, too.
Bottom of my heart, man.
It's getting real emotional.
It is.
I really am in the parking lot now, and I got to go, but I'd hang up.
I know. Seriously, one more thing. Hey, happy Father's Day.
Hey, you're a sweetie. Thank you. Happy Father's Day to you, John. And Alex, when you finally have kids 30 years from now, happy Father's
Day. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you. Alan Bubbs Cutler. It is true, and that's what you said. It's who you get.
Yeah, that's who shows up on campus.
Yeah.
I don't care about any verbal commitments. I don't. It means nothing. And I still don't care about a national letter of intent. I don't. Because sometimes you don't even qualify. You know, guys wind up going JUCO routes. They go different ways. Who's here and ready for camp? Who is on my campus playing football for me? Those are the people that I actually, you know, can change something with. We'll see.
Yeah. Bubs brings up some good points.
Yeah, I still think that the unhappiness is there, though. You know, that could be the point. If they go, you know, if they have a bad season, just like Alan said, yeah, he may not be fired, but the fan unrest is still large if they don't go to bowl game. Because fans don't go through it logically. They go through
or
it
with patience.
Or with patience. They go through it with their emotion and instantaneously.
Yeah.
We went 5-7, still no bowl game. This is not working. That's what the average guy's thinking, sitting on stands.
What do you think about Drew Barker?
What particularly about Drew?
I feel like he's grown up. I'm not as worried about any more off the field antics, really.
Yeah.
But I don't know. He's such a question mark to me. I really have no idea.
I think when you promote a guy as much as he was promoted, it is awfully tough for him to have only done what he has. I mean, there's a reason that he wasn't given the keys to begin with. There was a reason that Patrick Toles was the guy still and not Drew Barker. And it wasn't out of loyalty or, you know, the Coach Cal, well, I felt loyal. I had to play Aaron. You know, sound bite. Well, I had to play Aaron. There's no I had to play Patrick. They played Patrick Toles because they thought they had a better chance to win with Toles at quarterback than they did with Drew Barker. And I don't know, to be honest, how much progress he's made. I don't think he's the guy. I don't think he's your quarterback. He's not the stud that people thought he was. And to be honest, I don't think he ever was. You remember some of the games probably, when they would play Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
And Franklin County was known as the offensive power, right?
Like, yes.
Ryan Timmons, was it Whiteside, was it quarterback? And it was just Logan Woodside.
Woodside.
Yeah, it was Woodside. He went to Toledo.
Yes.
They were the offensive power. They didn't play a lot of defense. They'd beat you 60-49. That was totally fine. And when they played Drew Barker, they were dropping him behind the line of scrimmage. He was sacked after seeing it. He wasn't able to get the ball out. And it's not like he had a bad offensive line. I mean, the team was just as good as Franklin County.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't. And if it's an all-out blitz, then you should be able to read it and figure it out. And it just, I was watching that going, this is the guy that South Carolina is supposed to be high on? That UK is, you know, saying this is our quarterback? And, oh, it's he's an Elite 11? What games are they watching? Because camps, I'm still not a camp guy either.
Yeah, and that's where.
I don't care about your camp when you weren't in pads. And you're playing flag football.
But that's where these guys come.
You know?
That's where these guys come from. We're going to take a quick break and then get with Dale, who wants to continue on this UK football conversation here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Be a part of history June 24th through the 26th when Pete Rose is inducted into the Reds Hall of Fame.
See the Hit King honored for his legendary career all weekend long, including a special on-field ceremony, commemorative poster giveaway, and number retirement. For tickets, call 513-381-REDS, visit select Kroger locations, or reds.com.
Are you looking for the toughest and most powerful mower on the market? Look no further than Dixie Chopper, the world's fastest lawnmower. Proudly made in the USA, Dixie Chopper offers a complete lineup of zero-turn, stand-on, and walk-behinds to fit any job and budget. Now it's time to get the mower you've been dreaming of. With 0% financing for a limited time, visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945. Take home your new Dixie Chopper today.
Lawn work doesn't have to be expensive or time-consuming. Leave it to the professionals at Blue Ribbon Lawn Care. They mow every lawn like they're mowing for their mom, beautifully with attention to detail. With Blue Ribbon Lawn Care, you're never locked into a contract, and they won't mow your lawn in the heat of the summer when it doesn't need it. Their priority? Making your lawn look its best throughout the year. For all their services, visit BlueRibbonAndLex.com or call 275-1166. Doesn't your yard deserve a Blue Ribbon?
Calling all military officials, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, and paramedics, both active and retired. Dixie Chopper is honoring our hometown heroes by offering a $250 mail-in rebate on any new Dixie Chopper lawnmower. All Dixie Choppers are proudly made in the USA, and we want to honor our hometown heroes across the nation. Visit Southern States in Georgetown, your locally owned farmer co-op since 1945, for the best selection of Dixie Chopper Mowers, Southern States.
For a little Southern hospitality, it's something fun, jewelry, and gift boutique, because every girl deserves something fun. Accessories and apparel, gifts for your home, plus gifts for tweens, baby, and special one-of-a-kind wedding gifts. At Something Fun, once you come in, you're family. We specialize in helping you find that perfect gift. Stop in for Something Fun. We're just off Richmond Road in Pageant Village behind Rite Aid in Lexington. And online at somethingfunlexington.com. And like us on Facebook. Something Fun, jewelry, and gift boutique, because every girl deserves something fun.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Is perfect from the bottom to the top. See, I told you I do.
Why do you go into that voice?
I don't know. That's fine, because that's my singing voice.
You go into the singing voice?
I don't know how to sing. That's my voice, Alex.
You sound totally different. You go from Mary Jo to what is that? I love it. It's great.
All right, let's keep the UK football conversation going with Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Oh, what a beautiful day it is to be alive in Kentucky right now.
It's gorgeous.
It sure is. You know, Alan nailed it. And I really like Alan Cutler, and I always have over the years. I go back to the John Ray years. Now, I'm going back a ways.
You are.
And a lot of people don't remember them 2-8s and 1-9s and 3-7 seasons like I do. And we had good football players. And John Ray got us. I'll give him credit. He got Commonwealth Stadium built for us and didn't even get to play a game in it. But for people to put Mark Stoops, he's got to win this season. He's got to do this. He's got to do that. I look for improvement. And what I've seen. I'll take our running backs and our defensive backs, and our best defensive back didn't even play in the spring game this year. I'll take him against anybody in the country. I mean, you look at Kemp, look at – I mean, you got to just go down the line. And we had one – and give you one good example for a decommitment. We had one that decommit from us and went to Auburn. And who did we end up with?
Who did we end up with, Dale?
Pardon me?
Who did we end up with?
What was that corner that we ended up with?
Oh, Chris Westry.
Yeah, Westry.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Yeah.
And see, so, I mean, that worked out perfect for us. So, I mean, you know, if you look what Stoops did last year as far as recruiting, he went after the offensive line. and look at the line, look at the people he brought in. Golly, they're monsters.
Yes.
And the best thing about what I like about Stoops is he's taking his time and doing it right. I can't wait to see who. I hope he goes after some defensive line and some linebackers this year. But he's a football coach. He's doing a good job as far as I'm concerned. And if we go, 2-9 or 5-6 and don't go to the bowl game, I'm not throwing him out the door because he's getting us football players. We look like a SEC football team. And I'll just wait and hear y'all's comments. And thanks and happy Father's Day to everybody.
Thank you so much, Dale. Happy Father's Day to you, too. I think Alan's point of the 2-9, if it looks like the team has totally quit, that probably makes everything going forward much harder. Makes keeping the recruiting classes together harder.
Yeah.
Makes selling it to the fans harder.
Not a lot of Dales out there, though. That's my point.
Yeah.
There are not a lot of patient people.
And it's just he brings up John Ray. I mean, it's just a different time. It is.
Well, and again, it's not that long ago that, there were 2-9 and 2-10 seasons.
Yeah.
Only a few years removed from a couple of really, really rough ones.
And they have gotten better.
They have gotten better.
I mean,
undeniable they have improved.
Yeah. And I think what drives everyone crazy, and it's certainly just, I don't know, it's Kentucky football. I mean, you are right in there in games that you should win, and something happens and you lose.
I still go back to
that's what drives people nuts.
That 07 season. I mean, you beat LSU. And then, somehow that Mississippi State game and the Vandy game, it was snowing. It was just like, how do these things happen?
Well, and the Vandy game last year and the Louisville game last year. I mean, and you can point to them every year.
There's always those couple that you just are head scratchers and you cannot explain.
I know. Even 2 years ago at Florida when the delay of game penalty is not called. I mean, there's something happens to derail Kentucky. It just does. But I think that's what's frustrating is because you're like, listen, we're 4 plays away from being 7-5.
Yeah.
8-4. And that's a great season. Here.
Is that what's even more frustrating? Is that...
Yeah. For me, it is. It,
you're closer, but for whatever reason, year after year after year, still unable to get that bounce. You're not lucky at all. Doesn't a team's luck have to change at some point where you get a couple of good bounces?
Well, but, I mean, last year, case in point, you don't get a couple of good bounces against Louisville and against Vandy, but by the same token, you could have lost at home to EKU and Louisiana Lafayette.
Very true.
Both of those games.
That Louisiana Lafayette one.
You had to hang in for dear life.
Was the Louisiana Lafayette one almost worse than EKU?
It wouldn't have been because it wasn't a school 20 miles down the road, but they did have a 31-3 lead or whatever it was.
I mean, a lot of people overlook the, because Louisiana Lafayette's been in bowl games.
Yeah. I think they'd won 9 games the year before.
I think they went to 3 straight bowl games. So it's not something Kentucky hasn't done, since the BVA Compass Bowl and the Music City. And you used to live in the Music City Bowl.
So it was so much fun.
It's a good spot. Does that at some point, though, it's like, all right, look, I'm tired of Music City Bowl. We go to the Liberty Bowl.
Not when you haven't been to a bowl game in 5 years.
Well, now it would be a welcome. But, I remember, when it was Music City Bowl, Liberty Bowl, Music City Bowl, it's kind of always the same thing. It's like, we know where we're going if we go.
Well, sure, you always want to take the next step, too,
And I feel like fans were still kind of like, oh, here we go again. And it was always, they still played weird teams. Florida State was decimated. The Pittsburgh BBVA thing, they just got rid of Wonstadt, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, don't you have an interim coach and you're losing? It's just, there's so many weird bowl games, too, that they've been in.
I know.
It's like, even when you've made it, it's just been some odd, you're playing Florida State, but not really.
But they won.
They're missing a third of their team.
That was my favorite game to cover. Because Bobby Bowden is the best interview of all times.
I'm sure that was a lot of fun. Hey, Bobby, So how did it feel kind of losing to Kentucky?
That's what he was like. I mean, these guys couldn't pass an open book test. It was an open book test.
That means you can use your book.
He just couldn't get over it. He was beside himself. It was so
it's
funny.
A valid point.
I know it is. It was, but it was hilarious hearing it from him.
Oh, gosh.
So will you be watching Game 7 tomorrow night?
I will watch Game 7. At least part of it. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, you know.
At least part of it.
Yeah, because we'll see how it goes.
Why only watch part of it?
We'll see how it goes. That's why I want to watch part of it.
Shelvin Mack just told you the games are decided in the last 2 or 3 minutes. Well, so will you see how it goes? Like, you won't tune in for the first half?
I'll see how it's going early, and then I'll tune in for the last 2 or 3 just for Shelvin.
Just for Shelvin.
Just because I really like Shelvin Mack.
Listen, if you're not going to watch it, then you need to download all of the O.J. Simpson Made in Americas and just binge watch it and spend your day doing it.
I said the wife has watched episode 1.
Yeah. It's phenomenal.
I guess I'm going to have to. I don't know.
There's a lot of things I didn't know, but it's so in-depth. And
I feel like the boat is almost, and clearly I'm wrong because people are watching this, but in my mind, I'm just like, man, they missed the boat. You know, like FX jumped out there and got on it. And then like Court TV or whatever. Is True TV Court TV now?
No.
Is there still a Court TV?
I don't know.
And History Channel, but they were airing like all the civil suit tapes and all this stuff. So I feel like it's just been out there and it's just kind of lingering.
The fascination has like been re-brought back up, but it's his stuff is everywhere again.
It's just I don't know. It just seems like why is it now? And I just don't know how long it can still be. But I was like, all right, and I don't know. 5 parts, 2 hours. Just like I got to invest time into this now.
It is. It is time. It's worth it though.
It's worth it. All right.
It is. It is really worth it.
I guess I'll watch it.
I was fascinated by it when it was happening, and it's still, like, there are still little details that I didn't know about. Like, did you know that OJ's first wife was AC Cowling's girlfriend, and OJ just came in and got married.
Yeah. And then he said, you know, why her? Like, why you could have anyone you wanted? Why her? He's like, I just kind of got to, you know. No, you don't. You don't have to.
Yeah, but he was OJ.
Yeah.
It was fascinating to see because obviously I wasn't around during that time. Like to me, when I grew up, I loved the Naked Gun movies. That's where I knew OJ Simpson from. He was Nordberg to me. Like
Leslie Nielsen is phenomenal. You ever see Spy Hard? That was good too.
Yes, seen every Leslie Nielsen movie.
Anyway,
so that's who he was to me. Like I don't, you know, remember watching him. I didn't watch him play. Right. So right. It was really interesting for me to see just how big of a star he was at USC.
He was OJ.
Yeah.
Right.
And just how, you know, that the backstory of everything and the whole narrative surrounding the city of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Which is just, you know, something like where I grew up, I just can't relate to at all. So it was really interesting to see everything put in that perspective. And because as a person who looks like me and has seen what I've seen on TV, it's really incredible. It's hard for me to say, how could they not say guilty? How could they not convict him? But then you watch all of the stuff that people were living with in LA.
Yeah.
And you can 100% see how there would be a distrust of the police department.
And obviously you have to credit lawyers. I mean, that's what,
yeah, they were phenomenal.
It is what they were great. I mean, the team that was put together, you know, that's their job.
Barry Scheck is in the documentary, and finished parts 3 and 4 yesterday, and they kept asking him, do you believe that OJ didn't do it? And he just kept saying, it was my job to show that there's a doubt. What I believe is not relevant.
Yeah.
Basically saying, yeah, I think OJ probably did it. I mean, you know.
It's hard in my, like, if I was on a jury, though, beyond a reasonable doubt, because I guess I'm just very analytical, mathematical, and it has to be a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
some people obviously think, well, it is a no-brainer. But I can't concede. I mean, it's like the people have been convicted for a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just sometimes it's scarier, the evidence that people don't have.
The evidence was overwhelming.
Like, oh.
But the attorneys were phenomenal on one side and then made huge mistakes on the other. That the whole inner workings, like the behind the scenes of the glove, they knew it wasn't going to fit. And they told him.
Yeah.
They told Chris Darden, F. Lee Bailey said, "If you don't do it, I'm going to." And that's fascinating to me. Fascinating. So if you get a chance, watch the OJ documentary. It's really good stuff. It's the one case that has captivated this country for, you know, now 20 years.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, you should come out and see us at the St. Jude Dream Home today and buy a ticket.
Tell me a little bit about that real quick.
$100, chance to win a $400,000 house. Call 1-800-382-7512. It's at 2581 Pascoli Place. $100, like I said, $400,000 house. And 7,000 tickets will be sold. And you can help St. Jude. Every penny goes with them.
That's awesome. Thank you, Alex. We will see you again tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. We'll be back here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Mikey, what do you want to talk about today?
I don't know, Matthew. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What?